the farthest or all the further?
Uh-huh, I have.
What do people say around here? How would you say that?
Well, I don't know, what was the two words?
All the farther or all the further or the farthest or farthest?
Most times I say the farthest. The farthest.
Yeah, have you ever heard that expression, all the...
All the farther?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or all the further. A lot of people say all the further. Yeah, I've heard it. In fact, I might have said it sometime myself.
Yeah.
I say the farthest, I guess, most of the time.
Yeah. Say if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
Yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
Ours.
And if it belongs to him, then it'd be...
His.
And to her, it'd be...
Hers.
And to them...
Be theirs.
Okay. And say if people had been to visit you and they were about to leave, you might say to them...
Y'all come back.
Okay. Do you use that word y'all
much?
What about, say if there had been a group at your house and... Then they were fixing to leave, and you were asking them about their coats. You might ask, well, where are...
Where are your coats?
Okay. Would you say your, when you're talking to the whole group?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't say you all's coats or y'all's coats?
No, you say your. I'd say your.
Okay. And say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, you want to know about the people that had gone, you might say, well...
Who all was there?
Okay. And, say, if you're asking about a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, but you didn't know, you might ask about them, well, what children are they? Well,
whose children are they?
Okay, would you ever say who all's children are they?
Yeah. In fact, I say who all lots of the time.
Yeah. Okay, and say if there a speaker had made a speech on and covered a number of topics and you hadn't been able to hear it, you might ask afterwards, well, would you say what all did he say or what did he say?
Yeah, sounds like me. What all did he say?
Okay. And you say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
their self.
Okay. If no one else will do it for him, you say he better do it
his self.
Okay. And What sort of things are made out of flour?
You mean like biscuit?
Yeah.
Biscuit and cakes and pie crust.
Okay, what about other things? Say something that comes in a loaf.
Bread.
Okay, what if it's made to rise?
You mean...
Well, what different types of bread are there?
What do you mean? Like, I don't know if I know exactly what you mean.
Say, if you put something in it to make the bread rise.
Oh, leavened or unleavened?
Uh-huh.
Leavened bread or unleavened bread? Or,
yeah.
Or seasoned, like soda or baking powder or what?
Uh-huh. Is there something else you might use?
Oh, yeast.
Uh-huh. If it's got yeast in it, do you call it?
It'd be,
Do you talk about light bread or loaf bread or...
Oh, light bread. I always say light bread.
Okay. What's that leavened and unleavened? Do people talk about that?
Well, to me, unleavened bread is just bread that's got nothing in it. It's, And leavened bread, it's seasoned. It's got all the seasonings that makes it rise and everything.
Uh-huh. I'm just wondering, because when you say that, of course I don't know much about cooking, but those words sound to me sort of religious.
That's what I'm referring to. That's the only place I've actually heard much about it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, in the Bible, they refer to the leavened and unleavened bread.
Yeah.
And so that's where I actually heard it, yeah.